West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.
The Velvets, tonight could be the night. Well, this afternoon could be Monday. We'll make it July the 17th. The Red Jones Show checking 92 degrees outside.
Well, even though that recording is from more than 50 years before he last spoke on radio in West Georgia, you can still tell that is the voice of the old redhead, longtime WKNG King Country Morning Show host and Georgia Radio Hall of Famer, Red Jones, who passed away over the weekend. That air check was recorded in 1961 at KILT Radio in Houston, Texas, just a short time before Red left Texas for Atlanta to work for WQXI, Quixie and Dixie, where he helped develop the first Atlanta Falcons radio football network and was instrumental in helping put one of the first Atlanta FM stations, WKXI, on the air. Red came to Carrollton in 1985 to become manager of WBTR. He spent his final 10 years on air with Credit Communications at WKNG. In 2008, he became a career achievement inductee to the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame. Red was 92 years old. A celebration of life service for Red is scheduled for later on. Campaign season for the May 21st general primary officially kicking off on Monday with the close of the qualifying period on Friday. In Carroll County, only three nonpartisan races will be contested on ballots. Chief Magistrate Nathaniel Smith, challenged by Kirsten Phillips. Carroll County School Board Rep 3, Carrie Miller, challenged by former school board member Dr. Bob Pinckney. And Carroll County School Board Rep 4, LaWanna Knight, is challenged by Clayton Ward. Only one challenge contest in partisan offices on the county level. Seven candidates qualifying for the District 5 seat on the Board of Commissioners, all Republicans, and none of them are the incumbent. Lee Powers, Mark Johnson, Sean Paul, Keith Knowles, Jeff Barron, John Mills, and Ben Hicks, all filling out the necessary paperwork and paying the required fees to qualify last week. And only one challenged race on the state level for the general primary. That's for the District 71 state rep seat to replace Jay Collins beginning in 2025. Collins did not seek re-election. Instead, local voters can select either Justin Howard or Mark Latanzio. Both are Republicans. Winner here will go up against Democrat Quasi Hudson in the general election in November. And the University of West Georgia's Speaker Thomas B. Murphy Center for Public Service and the Thomas Murphy family are hosting a commemoration for Speaker Murphy's 100th birthday and 50th anniversary of being elected Speaker of the Georgia House of Representatives on Monday. Murphy, a Democrat, was born in Bremen, was the Speaker of the Georgia House of Representatives from 1973 until his defeat in the general election of 2002, making him the third longest serving House Speaker of any U.S. state legislature. I'm Colin Worthington.